Let's get started by just taking a minute of silence to really enter the room. Be aware, here we are, we're together. We've gone across the threshold from whatever it was we were doing just a few minutes ago to what we're doing right now. So come into that position of balance and awareness. I love that word, dignity, awakeness. So as you find your posture, just invite yourself to grow quiet. Take a couple breaths, full breaths, and let them fill your entire body, and then release whatever you're holding on to that you can let go for a little while. Feel yourself entirely alive right now in this moment, right here. Feel the particulars of your presence. Just feel how it is that your seat is resting in your chair, or perhaps on the ground. Do your feet have contact with the ground? Allow your hands to feel the warmth of each other if one is resting in the other, or of your thighs. Just feel whatever points of contact you have with your own body right now. As you grow quiet, just scan gently through your body and give a little nod of appreciation, and then release to any place you're holding tension. When you are ready, I invite you to bring to mind some person or some presence that makes you feel safe and beloved. This can be someone from your life who may be gone now, who may still be here with us. This can be a beloved elder, it can be a friend. It can be a spiritual figure. allow yourself to imagine them fully in the room. Imagine them sitting next to you or sitting directly across from you. Imagine feeling the concern that they have for you, how well they know you, how well they see the deep beauty deep inside you. You might greet them. You might say, "I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here with me." Now imagine that you would like to talk with them or feel their support for something that's worrying you right now or distressing you or that you're fearful for, a regret in the past or a fear of the future, something that's on your mind. How most would you like them to support you in this moment? Would you like them to take your hand or to embrace you or simply to be with you in all loving quiet and support? If they were to speak to you about your particular concern, what is it they would want to say to you? What is it they would want you to know? As you feel their kindness and wisdom supporting you, invite another supportive presence into the room with you. Again, it could be a person or spiritual figure. Perhaps there is an animal, maybe your pet, or it could be a mythical animal. The all-kind, all-wise, loving bear who will watch out for you and keep you safe. Bring this second presence into the room and know that these two supports will be happy to be in each other's presence and happy to be there for you in whatever way you need them. Again, this second presence, if you have a concern or a worry, how would you want them to support you? What would you like to ask them? What would they answer? allow yourself to fully imagine the physical presence of these supporters. How does the air feel in the room when you know they are with you? Is there a scent, perhaps, that you associate with one or the other? Might be incense or perfume, the lanolin of wool. It might be the smell of something in nature that you associate with this particular support. The spice of the fern or the smell of red wet earth in the desert. Every kinesthetic experience that you can evoke in this moment will bring these supporters closer and help you know they're there when you call on them in the future. Bring words to this experience, perhaps in the form of a blessing, something they might say to you. May you be loved. May you be held with love. May you be safe. May you be warm. May you be well. As you begin to thank these beautiful presences for coming to you today and for letting you know that they are always on call, and as you thank them, I'd like to end with a little story that Shodo Harada Roshi, who is a Japanese abbot of a monastery in Japan and also of Tohoma Monastery on Whidbey Island, tells about his teacher, Mumen Roshi. Shortly after he entered the monastery, Mumen Roshi became sick with tuberculosis, and in those days, there was no medicine for that. The doctor said, "We can't save him. Just let him do whatever he wants to now." He went back to his family's house in the country and was put into a room, and when the servants would come in to bring his food, they would hold their breath and leave as soon as possible. Mumen Roshi began feeling like he was a danger and a burden. "People don't want me here. I'm really just a problem." He began to feel resentful and terrible. He had failed miserably in law school. Then when he went to train as a monastic, he had gotten really sick, so sick no one wanted to be around him. More and more, he felt there was no point in his staying alive. It was a day in June. On this morning when he awoke, he was feeling better than usual, not coughing as much, so he crawled onto the wooden porch. On that day, there was a cool breeze blowing. In that cool breeze, he could see the heavenly white bamboo flowers. He was feeling particularly good that day. Suddenly it hit him, this wind, this breeze. What is that? What is this breeze? And suddenly he realized he had all this time been given life by air. This air had always been supporting him. He had always been breathing this air without realizing it, All his friends had been surpassing him. He had been failing. All the servants hated him and did not want him around. But now he found out that this air, not only the air, but this great nature and water, these things had never deserted him. He awoke to the fact that his life was supported by everything in the universe. He directly got this. On that morning, he was completely transformed by understanding these natural blessings, nature and water. These things had never deserted him. They're blessings that are given to us, and from them we stay alive. He rediscovered his worth, his value, as simply being someone who is alive. He dropped the whole idea that he was worthless, that no one wanted him, and he got stronger and stronger. Within a month, he was walking and doing regular work. 40 years later, he had never been to see a doctor. He was living a very full life and putting all his energy into teaching Zen to people all over the world. I was able to see this because I was his attendant. Shoto Harada Roshi. So give a thank. Another thank you, of a bow of appreciation to your supporters. And we'll come back into the room together.